I healed. And
well, praise the Lord, my family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for this day that you have made, for allowing us to get up and rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, not even sickness, in the name of Jesus. So we bind that right now off of Shara's life. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this call. We thank you for the TMC family. Father, we
Lord, praise we continue God, to just give you the praise, glory, and honor
that is due you.
We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, that we will walk in the light this day and the days to come because you, God, are leading and guiding us. We ask you, Father, to bless every caller on this line. Strengthen them, keep them, and perfect their ways, Lord God, as you see fit. We give your name glory for blessing the speaker of the hour, anointing her in a special way, Lord God, that we all will receive what the Spirit has for us to say. We give your name glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. It seems like we had lost our caller, but it's all well. We give God glory. And now we will turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Take it away.
Good morning, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Well, my TMC family, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from sunny Snellville, Georgia, and it is a Jesus joy to tell you about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is in 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, or maybe share a word from the Lord, you might even have a prayer request or a praise report. Well, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net, and our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We all came together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we are still featuring the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. And our new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And the bypass number, if you need, is 716-293-9707. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and this topic today is going to be on parasites. So tune in after this call. And now what we've been waiting for is our speaker of the hour. And it is our very own Minister Kai. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Minister Kai was born in New York City and is currently a resident in Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in Electrical Engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai is currently a Doctor of Ministry candidate in Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Minister Kai is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry. Books are available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. Kai is an artist, distributor, and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. Minister Kai, are you on the line with us?
I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to my dear sister, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating us this morning. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes has allowed us to come here again today to hear a message from the Lord. And, of course, giving all praise, glory, and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to spend time in your presence yet again. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the word. And I don't know if you remember, but we have been dealing with a message that started a few weeks ago that was joyful in hope, patient through tribulation, and constant in prayer. And we started out with being joyful in hope. And what that means, what that is that we must realize that our hope is in Christ Jesus. And because we know that, we should always be joyful. Now, that doesn't mean that storms and trials and tribulations aren't going to come, because they are, and the Word of God tells us that. But we should always be able to walk through them with joy, because our hope is in Christ Jesus. So the first message was joyful in hope. The second message was patient through tribulation. And that tells us that we are going to go through trials on this earth, and that we should not try to rush through them, because in those trials, God works some things out. He teaches us things. He gives us tools to place in our tool belt for future use. So we have to be patient to make sure that we learn the lesson so that we don't have to go back to that place. See, because if we miss the lesson, then we're going to have to go back to that place where you're patient through that same type of tribulation again. So those are the first two that we covered, joyful in hope, patient through tribulation, and constant in prayer is going to be what today's message is. So we are going to talk about prayer. So what about prayer? Thessalonians 1, 5, 16 through 18 tells us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Our scripture reference comes from Romans 12:12, and it tells us, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and continuing steadfastly in prayer. It is clear that prayer is an essential part of our relationship with God. And prayer is not only just, you know, talking to God, throwing words at him, but it's having a conversation. And a conversation requires both talking and listening to hear what God is saying. See, we build relationship through conversation, through spending time with. And that's how you build a earthly physical relationship. But that is also how we build our relationship with God. We spend time with him. We get to know his word. We talk to him. We listen for his response. So prayer is an essential part of what we're doing, and we see that throughout Scripture. Another part of our scripture reference came from Romans 5:1-6. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. So if we look at the scripture, we know that we are saved through the grace of God, and we are to glory in tribulation and to be joyful in hope. But how do you get to the place where you can be joyful in hope? It's through prayer. It's through spending that time in God's word. It's through building your relationship. See, it's one thing to read and know that, you know, we're supposed to be joyful in hope and patient through tribulation. It's one thing to see that in writing, but it's another thing to have such a strong relationship with God that we can do those things effectively. See, prayer allows us to just be so saturated in what God is doing that we can stay focused on him instead of our situations and circumstances. Ephesians 6:18 tells us, pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, to that end keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all saints. See, we are to pray at all times in the Spirit. See, we are to spend time, you know, sometimes at work I have to sit there and say, okay, I need a minute. I got to talk to God because this situation or these circumstances are getting a little crazy. So I stop and I take a minute. You ain't got to go and spend 30, 40 minutes trying in prayer. You can just say, okay, Lord, I'm open to receive whatever this is. Give me the strength to persevere through it. See, that is constant in prayer. You can be praying in your spirit as you work during the day. You can be building that relationship in prayer as you're going throughout your day. It doesn't have to be about form or fashion. It's about you taking that time to hear from God, but also to talk to him. But you got to make sure you're listening for the answer. See, we go to asking God for things or praying for people, and we're not listening to what God is telling us. See, God wants to communicate. That's how you build relationship, communication. How does he communicate? He communicates through his word, which we are reading daily, and he communicates through prayer. He gives you a feeling from the Holy Spirit. He gives you a sense of things you are supposed to do. So if we are praying and we are listening and we are waiting on God to give us that which he desires us to have, then we know that we are walking out that relationship in prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." In everything, by prayer. See, God is telling us that we need to pray. It's not an option. It's not optional. It's a command. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. See, but if you don't have that relationship with him, we can't always go with thanksgiving. So as we continue to pray and read the word of God, we build that relationship. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. We have to be willing to put the time in with God. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. See, God is telling you, you want the answer, but you're not calling to me. I can't answer you if you've not opened up that line of communication. I can't supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory if you've not given me the right to do so. So we have to make sure that we are giving God those rights, and we give that to him through prayer. We open our lives up to him and we lay it out before him and say, Lord, have your way. Because I don't know about you, but I know when he has his way, my life flows in an order, even though there may be upsets and struggles and situations and circumstances, but my life flows in an order where I can walk through those things and say, okay, Lord, what am I to get from this? When I'm spending time communicating with him, my trials and tribulations that I am to be patient through become easier to walk through. I didn't say easy. I said easier. Some things are just going to be a struggle. Some things you are going to have to fight through. But if you allow God through prayer to walk through it with you, then it will be easier, not easy. So we have to be willing to admit where we've fallen short. Okay, do I spend as much time in prayer as I need to? Or do I just petition God when I'm in those trials? See, that's not the kind of relationship you want people coming to you only when they're in trouble, only when they're in need, only when they want something. See, you want your relationships to be based on reciprocity. Check on me when you're fine. Check on me when you're not fine. Call me. Spend time with me. So God doesn't just want us approaching his throne so that we might receive mercy in times of need. God wants to be in relationship with us all the time. God wants us to be steadfast in prayer all the time. Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Notice a lot of the time when they talk about being steadfast or continuing in prayer, they also talk about with thanksgiving. So we are to be joyful even in those times of tribulation as we pray and press through. We are commanded to be joyful in hope, patient through tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. It's not optional. I know the more time I personally spend in prayer and in God's word, the better things around me go. I know that the more time I can spend communicating with God, both asking and listening, the better my day functions. If we are not communicating with God, then how do we know if we are walking in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives? How do we know? So prayer is the foundation which allows us to be joyful in hope, patient through tribulation, and constant in prayer. See, prayer is what predicates our joy. Because the more time we spend in prayer, the more that we know that our hope is in Christ Jesus, who has already won the fight. It's fixed. The fix is in Jesus has overcome the world. So we have to make sure that we are doing our part to walk out the command to be joyful in hope, patience through tribulation, and constant in prayer. See, prayer is not just something we do in our time of need. Prayer is a lifestyle. Prayer is a way of life. So we must make sure that we continue to walk that lifestyle out. Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit. Praying at all times, all times. Doesn't sound optional to me. You know when your parents, when you were growing up and your parents said, go clean the kitchen? Did you try and reason with them? Did you try and say, well, if I could just give me 5 minutes? No, you got up right then, if you grew up in a household like mine, you got up right then and you went and cleaned up the kitchen, no questions asked. There was no bartering. But yet we try and barter with God when it comes to being faithful in prayer. So we have to make sure that we are doing our part. See, God desires for us to be able to walk through this life keeping our eyes on him. And how is that possible if we don't have that relationship? And how is that relationship possible if we don't spend time communicating, praying, listening, seeking, knocking, and allowing him to give us the answers? And then not questioning him when it doesn't look like what we expected. So we have to make sure that we are doing our part. So as I get ready to close this out, God desires that relationship with us. And he needs us to heed his command. And that command from Romans 12:12 is rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So you have a choice to make. Will you be joyful in hope, patient through tribulation, and constant in prayer? Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Wow, and thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that powerful on-time word reminding us to be joyful in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing steadfastly in prayer, and that prayer is a way of life. shortly I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. My TMC family, let us pray and lift up all of our prayer requests to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise your holy name. And we thank you for this gorgeous day that you gave us, Lord. And we thank you for the master's call and for our speaker of the call this morning, Lord, our minister, Kai Brown, Lord. Thank you for blessing her and for empowering her with your inner strength, Lord, through your spirit, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for making your home in her heart as she trusts in you, Lord. Thank you for refreshing her into overflow, Lord, overflowing to every part of her and to her family, to Christopher, Lord, and to her community, Lord. Thank you also, Heavenly Father, for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for refreshing them, Lord, and refreshing just artists and all of the everyone in the Master's Call family, Lord, and the body of Christ. Lord, we just also thank you that your promises, Lord, for our healing are true, Lord, and we stand on your word, Lord, for any one of our family members who are going through any kind of trial of sickness, Lord. And we just lift them up to you, Lord, and we trust you with them and that you're healing them in every single part of whatever it is that they need, Lord. And we also lift up our bereaved families, and we thank you, Lord, that you are their comfort and that their family members are with you, rejoicing with you today, Lord. And we thank you for Minister Willa and for her Aunt Mary Craft, Lord, the homegoing of her Aunt Mary Craft. And we also lift up the Roberts family and the Fosters family and the Shoulders family, Lord. And we just thank you for giving them whatever it is that they need, Lord, for their time during this time. And we also, Lord, are lifting up the Artists Houston Regional event coming up July 6th through July 7th. And we thank you for making the way for whoever needs to be there and for giving them a spirit of wisdom and revelation, Lord, for their artist businesses. And we just love you and we praise your holy name. Father, we thank you that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational call is next. Remember, it's Awareness Wednesday, and the topic again is parasites. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And thank you again, Minister. I think I've heard, like, everybody greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Brenda, thank you. And thank you, Minister Kai. Thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
I will. And thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us to come yet again into your presence for such a time as this. Lord, we ask that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, that we may walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. Lord, we want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we just say thank you, Father, For you have done the exceeding and the abundant, more than we can hope or ask, in our lives according to the power that worketh in us. We seal it and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Continue to go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. Goodbye.